Welcome to the Caleb's Thoughts Podcast. This is the Caleb's Thoughts Podcast. Fun fact, this is actually the first time since, like, I think the second episode of the year, which is on January 3rd, I just checked. The second episode of the year. This is the first time since the second episode of the year 2021 that it's just been me. Unless someone intrudes my room and demands at gunpoint that they want to be on this episode. In that case, I'd probably say sure. But other than that, this is for sure. Actually featuring Malia's beautiful piano instrumentals. Actually, I don't know if we have a copyright on that chord progression, so I'm going to try to edit that out. But that was a joke, by the way, guys. You can't copyright a chord progression. That's why every pop song has the same three chords, because you can't do that. I think like Beethoven or something like that would be making a bank right now. If I don't actually know if it was Beethoven, but someone like that, probably Beethoven. They just gave it to Beethoven because you know, just for game respects game. So they'd probably give it to Beethoven just because, like, he's the biggest name in the music industry. But I'm sure someone else came up with that one famous chord progression. I think it's like, I'm not gonna try. Never mind. But yeah, first episode alone for a long time. I don't know why. I've just been like, I guess me and Nathan got closer, so I was just like, hey, why not have him be on there? So he was there. But yeah, I just watched the first game of, you're listening to this on August 4th or after, because that's when I'm posting this. By the way, this is episode 2. This is the second episode of Hot Caleb Summer. So that's exciting. But yeah, so I just watched the first game of the NBA playoffs finals between the Bucks and the Suns, and not that I think that you guys would be super interested in that, or that I have super big opinions on that, but just while we're talking about it, I think it's going to be the Suns in 6 with Chris Paul as the Finals MVP. Not that I think that you guys really care about my opinion, or that my opinion has anything. But just so that, like, when I'm right, and you guys can check if I'm right, because it's you guys will listen to it once it's over, so that when I'm right, you guys can be like, oh, you know what? We should follow Caleb on Twitter, because he got that right, and we should tell our friends about the Caleb Thoughts Podcast. So, I don't know if, yeah, you know, just some casual plugs right there. But yeah, I was watching the NBA playoffs. Man, I'm monotone today. I'm kind of monotone. Yeah. So I was watching the NBA playoffs, and I was realizing one thing that I don't think people talk about enough. How was the NBA and basketball, and like organized high level basketball in general, not figured out like how to sort of set up like barriers between like the players and like hard metal obstacles? Because I feel like multiple times a game, players will go like running into like the literal stands, or like the bench, or like the table that's at half court. I forgot. I haven't played basketball in a while. It's called something. But like, I feel like it's really not that hard to set up like a barrier and just have the bench and stuff like that be on the outside of that. Because, like, I think this is that shocking of an opinion, or that I think, like, you guys are super, super interested in the NBA. But I don't think you have to be interested in the NBA to be interested in people running into stuff. I'm actually going to quote that and put it on my Twitter. So, and I'm going to quote that part, too. My Twitter is Caleb_podcast. I have no idea how I got that. I think because people like to be more, I don't know. People don't like to be simple anymore. You know, people like to be complex. People like to think that they're super complicated, but they're not. I understand everybody the moment I see them. I understand everything about every person I've ever met the moment I've seen them. But they don't know that. So that's okay. But yeah, I think it's like, it's not like they're gonna get super, super injured, but it's like a risk it's definitely a risk factor, and it happens often. They don't want to incentivize like people being lazy, because that's a big problem in the NBA, is people being lazy, and they don't want to incentivize that. So I think they should put up like barriers where like people can run to their heart's content to get a stray ball, or a, I don't know, to finish a sprint, I guess, if people are doing exercises in the middle of the game, if they want to get a more even number than whatever the court is, they should do that. But yeah, I think that's something that should be like institutionalized, I guess. What does that even mean? Institutionalized. Oh, that means I don't actually know. I was hoping by the end of saying, oh, that means okay, I'm having some trouble. I haven't talked alone for an extended period of time in a long time. Like, me starting this podcast, I don't know if you've listened to, I don't know if you guys listened to the first few episodes, but they weren't like, it was clear that I don't talk alone often. I don't think many people do, you know? Like, I'll definitely mutter under my breath every once in a while, be like, oh boy, there's a horse over there, or something like that. I don't know. There's a horse over there, I'll say it under my breath, but like, I won't like have conversations out loud. Actually, one time I was really sick. This is actually after COVID, but it was crazy. I haven't talked about this on my podcast yet, so I'm going to. This was right before a vacation to Florida, which is why it sucked, because everyone was scared. And I got this like very COVID like virus, and I was like, I had a fever of like over 100 for probably like 8 days, something like that. And I was sick for longer than that. And we went to multiple doctors, got myself tested multiple times. I think 4 times we got tested, all of them negative. And it was crazy. It was a crazy sickness. And I actually forgot how I got there. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. But, yeah. And so I wasn't able to sleep. Like, it was really, really hard for me to get sleep. I'd need to take, like, magnesium and Benadryl. And still I'd be up like... I would sleep in the day and be awake at night for some reason. I'm not sure why. But one time it was like 3 a.m. and I had gotten probably 5 hours of sleep in the last 2 days. That's a rough estimate. It's probably not accurate at all. But I hadn't gotten very much sleep over the last few days. And so I started like hallucinating a little bit. And I started like having a lazy, like the cadence of my voice is very, very lazy. But it was still definitely a conversation with myself. And... I'm not going to get graphic with it. Now that I said that, it's already graphic, so I'm actually not going to finish that idea. But I was just, like, having a conversation with... No, I can't... Dang it! Now that I said graphic, I can't finish the story. Okay. I have to now. Now that you guys think that something is going on. Basically, I had a conversation I had a conversation with a part of my body, and it was weird, but I was hallucinating, and I thought he was a genuine person, and clearly I thought he had a gender, and I think he does, but it was very, very weird, and I thought it was real, and I was like having a 30-minute conversation with him, and I can't do that. I was about to say maybe I should record a podcast with him, but I can't do that. But yeah, it was very, very weird scenario. And that was probably the last time I've talked without anyone else in the room for an extended period of time. Because like my podcast was the first time that I really had to do that. And I think like, I feel like most podcasts, besides like podcasts where it's like telling a structured story, most podcasts aren't just like one person having a conversation with themselves. So I'm really doing the unimaginable here. And that brings us to our sponsor, Imagination. Use it sometimes, guys. You know, you guys are always out here buying picture books and stuff like that. Don't do that. Use your imagination, all right? Please do that. Get out there. This is an uninteresting world, all right? Why go outside when you can imagine that you're inside? I think that's a lot more entertaining. because it's using your imagination. You can imagine an inside that's however you want it to be. Have I talked about inside yet? That was a great segue, actually. I talked about it on my project, but inside, I'm going to talk about some things on Netflix that I think are very, very good. Now we're talking about Netflix. That's the next segment of the show is Netflix. I'm going to put a flag there to specify that we're talking about Netflix now. Hey guys, welcome to Netflix. Netflix is actually a pretty decent company, believe it or not, so far. Based on my judgment, it's a pretty decent company. Here's why. First off, Caleb, what are you doing? Oh, there's the hallucination again. I'm not going to like rank it. I'm not going to like list it. I'm just going to say some things I think. So firstly, I'm sure I've talked about Bo Burnham before. Maybe I haven't. I'm going to talk about him again. I think I've talked about him before. But anyways, he's a very, very good comedian, and he released probably one of the best psychological thriller comedies of all time, which is Inside. Very, very, very good, and it's on Netflix. Only on Netflix right now, I think. But it's like an hour long. It's very, very, very good. It's also a musical album now, which is good. I think I've watched it 5 times, but the thing is, I'm able to do that because it's just like listening to, like, if I said I've listened to that album 5 times, everyone would be like, that's a really weird random fact, Caleb. Why would you say that? And I would say, my bad. I know this is a really important moment that I just ruined. And everyone who's like crying about talking about their feelings would be like, yeah, it is a really important moment and you just ruined it by talking about the fact that you've listened to an album 5 times. No one cares, Caleb. We're talking about our feelings. And I'd be like, I am so sorry. And they'd be like, you know what? It's okay. You've been through a lot. As you just discussed on this podcast, you were sick that one time, and that must have sucked. And, Caleb, yes, Mom?
You have a bowl in the family room that needs to be cleaned up?
I will do that. Guys, I have a bowl in the family room that needs to be cleaned up. But anyways, that story ended abruptly. Thanks, Mom. but, yeah, it's like, it's if I listen to an album 5 times, it's really not that surprising. But if you watch a single movie 5 times in like a week, that is kind of surprising. But it's really not like a movie. It's like, it's just like an album with visuals attached. And the visuals really, really, really add to it. So I would totally suggest that. It's sort of, I don't know, you have to sort of go into it with the mindset that a lot of it is satire. Because if you think he's being serious, which he's not, you'd be like, oh, he has some kind of shocking opinions. But he doesn't. I guess he does. But like, he would shockingly bad opinions. But a lot of his satire, it's very satirical, but it goes from being satirical to like emotional and raw. And it's all done by him. I've definitely talked about this on the podcast before. But yeah, it's very, very good. I would suggest it. Next thing, the next thing that I would suggest on Netflix. Actually, no, I wouldn't suggest it. The next thing that I'm enjoying on Netflix. That was what I was going to talk about. Okay. So, what you guys just missed out going on in my brain. This is called Caleb Stotts Podcast, so it's my duty to explain it to you. What's it called? You guys missed out on the fact that I was like, when I was watching the NBA Finals, I was planning out this episode, and I was like, I should talk about BoJack Horseman, which is the show I'm actually about to talk about. And I was like, how would I do that? And I was like, oh, I could talk about how critically acclaimed my taste in everything is. And I'll explain that in a second. Right now it sounds cocky, and that's okay. But yeah, I remember that. So thanks, Caleb. There's that hallucination again. But anyways, yeah, so BoJack Horseman is a very, very good show. It's not like, it's very, very interesting. I don't know if you guys have heard of Will Arnett. I think that was a really, really bad use of sarcasm, because Will Arnett is like well known, but like not extremely well known. So that was not a good use of sarcasm. I'm sorry, guys. But he's executive produces it and is the main voice actor, and it's an animated TV show about horses and humans and animals and stuff like that. And the animated horse is he's a former actor He was on the show called Horsin' Around, which is basically Full House. And it's very, very, like, real and raw, and it's, like, emotional. It's sort of similar to Inside, but it's very, very good. The characters are very realistic. Not most of the characters. There are a few characters are meant to not be realistic, and a few characters are meant to be realistic. BoJack Horseman, the main character, is very, very realistic, and that's honestly why I'm able to watch it, because, like, I can't really relate to it as much. I think you sort of have to have, like, a mental... I don't know what it was about. That was a missaying. That was a typo. Sorry, guys. It's like, I think you sort of have to have a rough emotional upbringing to be able to really relate to it. But that doesn't really matter because, like, it seems like a real person. Like, BoJack seems like a very, very, very realistic person, even though he's a horse. He seems very, very realistic, so it doesn't matter to me that I can't relate to it, because it just seems like I'm watching someone else's real experiences. So it's interesting enough, and it's very, very funny, and like I said, it's very, very critically acclaimed. This first season got 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not very good, but the next two or three seasons all got 100%, and then they all stayed up in the upper 90s from there. So it's a very, very critically acclaimed show, very, very well written. It's really good. It's raw. It's not raw. I don't know. Raw is a really good adjective that no one really knows. No one really knows what raw means. I guess people know what raw means. But, like, you can sort of, like, there's no definition of, like, where you can use raw and where you can't use raw. Like, because you could be talking about so many different things. Like, this is raw, because it's not edited and it's just one person talking without really much planning. But, like, you could really use raw to explain almost anything, because some aspects of it can't be edited, and some aspects of it aren't altered or changed. So you can really call anything, almost anything, raw. But yeah, so BoJack Horseman's good. Now to explain why I'm not cocky for having critical taste. Basically, I'm not saying that my personal taste is critically acclaimed by critics. I'm not saying that critics have talked to me and been like, Caleb, what are your tastes? And I'm like, I like this, and I also like this. And they're like, oh, that's pretty acclaimed. And I'm like, thank you, critics. That's not what happens. I'm saying, like, I've seeked out, when I've been like, what music should I listen to, or what show should I watch? I've sort of seeked out shows that are well-made, and I've sort of seeked out music that's well-made that I can... Because I'm someone who doesn't like to have, like, casual things in the background. I like to really think about the art that I'm, like, experiencing and the information and the entertainment that I'm being exposed to. I like to think about it, and not even think about it how it applies to my life. Just think about it in terms of how it applies to itself. And so that's something I'm able to do with a lot of the stuff that I'm into right now. Like the new Tyler, the Creator album, Call Me If You Get Lost, that's pretty critically acclaimed so far. And it's something that you can think about. And, like, honestly, I don't think there's a perfect way to, like I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying music that you don't have to think about. Because music... That's the thing about music. Music is really, really interesting, actually, to me. I think it's weird to me that, like, there's so many different types of music. Music is so, like, music is such an interesting thing. It's just, like, there's really no definition to it. There's no, like, fine line between what's music and what's not music. And it's so interesting that so many people are, like, enjoy it and listen to it regularly. Like, you would think that such, like, an obscure thing as, like, tunes and melodies and stuff like that, and just, like, in general, the togetherness of music, you would think that it's not, like, universal, but it is, and it's weird. Like, no one really talks about that much, that, like, different tonations on voices put together with noises coming from different instruments, well, now computers, but, like, used to be different instruments, No one talks about the fact that it's weird that everyone, like, uncontroversially listens to it. And I think, I don't know, I guess I understand when I think about it more, but, like, at the first glance, it's sort of, at the first glance, if you're starting to, like, wait, what's going on here, it's weird. But when you think about it deeper, which is, this is, you guys are going to see how insightful I am right here. Actually, no. Yes. Hey, Malia.
Are you going to Atwater?
I'm not.
Why?
Because I'm recording a podcast right now. Because I'm recording a podcast right now.
But didn't you want to go?
Yes, but I'm recording a podcast right now. I can talk to you later about it because I'm recording a podcast right now. All right. I'll see you later.
Probably the only time I get on the show.
Yes, it is. Now it is, now that you're interrupting me. Mm-hmm. All right, see ya. Sorry, guys. That was my sister, Malia. She's never going to be on the show again, so you don't have to remember that. Malia, if you keep interrupting my show, it's not gonna increase your chances of being on it.
Which are zero?
You never know. All right. That was my sister. She's always complaining to me about not being on the show. But, like, me and her don't really talk about anything, so I don't know how she thinks that show would go, but... If she wants, Malia, just go. I knew you were there when I said that. I'm trying to have a personal episode because I haven't had an episode where it hasn't just been me in a while. I haven't done that in so long. Do you know when the last time I had my own episode was? When was it? Say the date right now.
Not the date, but what you talked about.
What did I talk about the last time it was just me?
But you didn't post it.
That wasn't just me. No, it wasn't. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Either ways, right now, I'm recording a podcast. So, with all due respect, Malia, don't be here right now. And guys, it's as simple as that. That's how you solve an argument. Just say, with all due respect, don't be here right now. It's the best way to end really anything. I don't actually remember what I was talking about, but that's okay. So this isn't really insightful that much. It's more of something that I've realized that I learned from someone else is insightful, but I realize applies to music. I've also heard it from other people, so I haven't come up with it myself. But, like, for me, music is something that, like, combines emotions with, like, logic and, like, analytics, I guess. Because I'm a pretty logical and analytical person, but, like, I do like to be emotional every once in a while because I'm a mentally healthy guy. So that's what I pride myself on, is my mental health. That's sarcastic. Oh my gosh, Malia. That was not Malia. That was just a noise. But I think my dad's gonna be here in a second. Yes, Dad. I'm recording a podcast.
Awesome.
Yep, thanks. I know it's awesome. He thinks it's awesome. But yeah, so I like the fact that I can combine my right brain and left brain, which is left brain being the analytical side and right brain being the emotional side. And that is something that I stole 100% from Bo Burnham's special What. So if you wanna be like, Caleb, that sucked, I want to see who really made that. Go watch the What special from Bo Burnham. It's on YouTube and it's on Netflix. So another good thing on Netflix, but that's sort of the same thing as Bo Burnham. Burnham's inside because it's Bo Burnham. But yeah, this is, I don't know. I think this is going to be an interesting episode to look back. This is me sort of ending the episode. So you guys can prepare for that, I guess. I think it'd be interesting. I was thinking about my podcast today, and I was like, I'm decent at it, I guess. But then I remembered, like, my second ever episode, and I remembered how much I struggled with, like, getting thoughts out and not sounding like a not good person because I was bragging about having AirPods. I remember that specifically, and you can go check me on that. I was having a lot of trouble making it sound like, not making it sound like I wasn't bragging about having AirPods, and I wasn't. I really wasn't bragging about having AirPods. I was just sort of trying to point out the nice aspects of it. But I would, like, I don't know, I feel like I've come a long way as a podcaster, and I haven't gotten my break yet, but I really don't need a break. Not a break meaning, like, taking a break from it, because I take breaks from this all the time, but, like, my big break, as they would say in the movies. But I don't need a big break. Like, this isn't, when I first made it, I was like, this is gonna make me famous. But I don't need that anymore. It's sort of a nice way to, like, see what I'm thinking about. Because sometimes I have so many thoughts that are going around in my head all the time that it's hard to, like, centralize them onto one thing. And this is sort of doing that. So thanks, guys. But yeah, it is currently 11:59. I'm going to try to end this before midnight. So remember to follow my Twitter, not because I want more followers, but because I want to hear what you guys think about the podcast, any improvements, any topics. That's a good thought, Caleb. Thanks, Caleb. Hallucination. Any topic suggestions that you want me to talk about, that you want to hear Caleb's thoughts on them, follow me on Twitter. It's going to be in the description, but it's also going to be what I'm going to say right now, Caleb_podcast. I can't believe I got that name. But anyways, any suggestions of topics that you want me to talk about, whether or not you want me to talk about it with Nathan or not, or whoever, if you want to hear, yeah. But I really don't care about Twitter clout. I really don't even know how Twitter works. I just posted my first thing on Twitter today, and I think it went pretty well, but I don't know if it was like a regular Twitter post or just me being clueless and old. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna end this now, guys. I guess I'll see you later. Hot Caleb summer continues. This is episode 2. Follow my Twitter, text me any topics you want me to talk about, Caleb_podcast. I will see you guys in the next episode, which you guys can listen to now because it's August 4th or later, and all 4 of the new episodes that I'm coming out with are out, so you have 2 more episodes to listen to. Good job. See ya.